This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth shared military plans to strike Houthi rebels in Yemen in a Signal group chat that included his family members. It happened around the same time top intelligence officials accidentally leaked these plans to a journalist in another group chat. Let's go live to our line to Washington now. It's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, that previous group chat leak led to a Senate hearing with top intelligence officials. What's the reaction in Washington been so far to this?
Well, a lot of, oh my goodness, not again, is basically the reaction. This report from the New York Times, which we've confirmed, has the Signal chat involved his wife, Jennifer, his brother, Phil, his personal lawyer. And the question is, why would Pete Hegseth share with this tight-knit group, some of whom do serve at the Pentagon, but others don't? Why would he be sharing information? The response from the Pentagon is to say that nothing classified was shared, which has been the line from Hegseth since this story first broke weeks ago. And beyond that, that this is completely taken from the mouths of disgruntled former Pentagon officials. Former Pentagon officials, you may ask. Well, this is coming at a time when we've been reporting on a number of individuals who served in Hegseth's inner circle who have now been ousted from their roles, three of whom have said in a statement that they had nothing to do with leaks that have come out of the Pentagon, that their removal comes at a time where the Pentagon is investigating leaks, but they say they had nothing to do with it. And just yesterday, the man who served as Hegseth's spokesman, John Ulliott, has a really sharply worded op-ed in Politico where he speaks of his former boss in not-so-flattering ways, saying that there's total chaos and disarray at the Pentagon under Hegseth's leadership, and he does not expect Hegseth to remain in the role for much longer.
And you know, Stephen, what are you hearing about that? Of course, Democrats are calling for the president to fire him. Are you hearing anything more behind the scenes of the White House? What's going on?
Not yet. I mean, look, the big question is how much longer might the Trump White House be interested in sustaining negative stories? Their reflexive response is to say, oh, it's all fake news, nothing to see here. It's just the media looking for controversy. But the fact is you have a number of loyalists, not just to Hegseth, but also to the president, who are increasingly saying something's wrong here and something needs to change.
Stephen, I want to ask you about what happened in the Supreme Court over the weekend. The justices blocked deporting Venezuelan migrants held in North Texas under President Trump's executive order for the Alien Enemies Act. This is not a final decision?
No, it's not final, but it certainly is extraordinary what happened. On Friday, upon an ABC News report that there were imminent plans for a military aircraft to leave with these detainees on board, the ACLU filed suit in the Northern District of Texas in federal court, at the Fifth Circuit, which oversees that court, and at the Supreme Court, which is atop the whole system. And by midnight Friday into Saturday morning, the Supreme Court issued an order with this operative sentence, quote, "The government is directed not to remove any member of the putative class of detainees from the United States until further order of this court," the putative class being Venezuelan men who would face removal under the Alien Enemies Act. Now, there were two dissenting justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas. Alito wrote separately 24 hours later to say that he had no good reason to think that this sort of rapid response was necessary on the part of the court. He called it unprecedented and legally questionable. But Alito said that the executive branch has to follow the court's order of earlier this month that the detainees must be given reasonable notice and an opportunity to challenge their removal in court before it happens. These detainees have apparently been handed pieces of paper in English which say that they are subject to removal under the Alien Enemies Act and they have the right to make a phone call. But nothing in the letter says anything about their right to consult an attorney or their right to pose a legal challenge, which the Supreme Court affirmed weeks ago. So, this is still on pause. The administration's asking the court to remove that pause. So far, no response.
All right, Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, live on our line to Washington.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.